Yesod of Nevuah, and I wanted to learn through the Rambam. We were in the middle of learning through, we started it, Perek Zayin, just because it's very fundamental material and it's kedai to have down. So the first one we saw, Beis, Hanevi'im Milos Milos Hein. Nevi'im come in different madrigas. In other words, and that's why you get different levels of Giluyim, because it depends on close of Kadosh Baruch Hu. K'moishesh b'chachma chachm b'ele b'chaveh, just like the concept chachma is not absolute, but it goes in increments. Kach b'nevuah navi gadol minavi. So through nevuah, you have nevi'im of different madrigas. These are v'kulon ein royin mare hanavi. All nevuahs are seen only at night in a dream, or when a person has a heavy sleep. So nevuah, the primary channel for connecting through nevuah is when it's night, either because it's night outside, or because the person is in a very heavy slumber. Yes.
Rambam just said, when he's sleeping, hello, he's covering both.
So if I were to read the Rambam very, very vidiyuk, he would say, b'chalom b'chizoyin laila, which is a lighter form of sleep, in a dream at night, or b'yom on the day, achal shatipalem tadema. Tadema is what Amarishan was, you know, when they took out Chava. It's an extraordinary sleep. It's almost as at night a light sleep, and a daytime heavy sleep. So I want to point out two nekudas here that are, I think, important. The fact that it's at night or with a very heavy sleep, and the fact that it's in a sleep. First of all, the Gemara says that if I could, the world would go deaf from the sound of the sun coming out every morning, if not for the sound of the marketplace of Rome. That's the Lashon. The Shuki Roimi, the Rash of the Shuki Roimi cancels out the Rash of the sun, and vice versa. So what it means is that you have our, if a person, let's give it a, if we had no understanding of science, nature, which is like the world, you know, 1,000 years ago, where they had no sense of any natural order, so God seems to be apparent. Because everything that happens, what do you think makes the sun come out the morning? Must be God. What do you think the moon? God, and so on and so forth. You counterbalance that with the sound of this world, nature. A person doesn't have time to listen to the sounds of Hashem because he's busy with the marketplace. In other words, The overwhelming sound of HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests himself is balanced, so it's like these earplugs, the earphones, that they balance the sound waves like with white noise. And it's, so the noise of this world is nevuah. In order to be able to have the sense of closeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need a certain amount of shutting out of this world. It's one of the reasons people at night tend to, and it says so in Chazal also different ways, people at night tend to think more creatively and in the daytime more clearly. Because at night you sort of have subdued the world and now you're capable of perceiving a different world. I had a neighbor in Israel, Chacham Hillel. He's a famous Mekubal of Yaakov Hillel. He's all over the place today. But he was at the same Ashas. He spoke. His neighbor of mine lived right downstairs. And I remember when he started his kolim, the first thing he had was like an all-night kolo of Kabbalah, and then all-night kolo of something else, whatever. And he was speaking to my brother-in-law, very good friends, to Binyam Kalba. And he said, you don't know what it is at night when the streets are closed. You know, his kolo is in Kikar Shabbos. If you walk down the steps to the Ada building, he's one of the buildings there. And he said the shutting out of the noise of the Koil HaMulish of Rome is very conductive for learning. Like, you don't have the competing sounds of a marketplace. So one element of nefuah is the need to shut out the world to some degree. The second element, or Chal speaks a lot, and we'll also mention a little bit later, there's a koach in a person called koach dimya, which means what we call not rational thinking, but intuitive leaps, creative thinking, any type of thinking that's not just with what is. Rational means I perceive things as they are, and only as they are, and that's my entire scope what I perceive. There's a chelik in a person called koach dimya, which is, it's translated poorly as imagination, fantasy. Plus, imagination doesn't really spell it out correctly. What it is really is the ability to project from that which is to that which could be, will be, is further along the road. Since dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're dealing with things that are beyond our scope of Metzius, you need to be able to project it outwards. You can't, as long as I'm caught up in the normal, in that mindset, I don't have it. When a person sleeps, the reason why we're able to dream the most absurd things is because the shackles of seichel are not there. So just like a person who's very rigorous in his thinking, very yekish, very mathematical or arithmetic, kind of so on and so forth, they do great work, but they don't come up with any fantastic ideas. The chidushim are the people who are wilder, but a bit sloppy. And you know, it's a metzius of kind of being medam and mosul, moving beyond and saying, you know, a lot of that type of thing. He noticed this happening and wondering, could it not be, you know, like this? Or like, could the sun not be like this pebble that fell into the ocean or something like that? You know, a navi needed a koach dimya. And that was possible for Navi only at night.
Shaitan.
Or a Cholam. Sorry?
Shaitan
Tanra. Shaitan also, because they're lacking Seichel, they're able to have... Right. They're able to go, but not. It's not Mechochma. You know, in other words, it's not something that is... Correct. Yes, I'm saying that they're not shackled by Seichel. Right, and correct. That's what I'm saying. So for us, koach hadimyon is usually destructive. We don't think beyond. We just think outwards. Okay. Bekulan kishem is snapit. So step one is it's at night in a chalom, or in a very deep sleep in the day, which in other words, basically the person is in his own personal life. Bekulan kishem is snapin evareim is dazin. The koach hakuf koshel, their avarim begin to tremble, their body just collapses. Eshenaseh mistarfos, their mind seems to go berserk. V'tishur hadas pnuya lahav mashatira, and then the person's cognizance, the person can understand what he's going to see. Moshenema ba'avrom v'ne ima chashech dol nefelas olam. Moshenema Daniel v'hoidi nefcha lemashu dol tzadikah. So the Rambam here is saying that the falling apart of a person when he gets nevuah is very much part of the nevuah. And the reason is, again, because imagine somebody tries to put into a cup, pardon the pun, the double meaning. If somebody tries to put something more than this, it will flow out, the cup will pull apart. It can't handle that. Because in this cup, only X amount of liquid can go in, or X thing, and he's putting more. A person's body was not designed to serve as a vessel for things beyond. Neither was a person's mind, in a sense. And what's basically happening is, I'm putting more into it than it should. I'm overloading the person's circuits. That's really what I'm doing. And when you overload the circuits, things collapse. You know, as the person's collapsing is appropriate, it shows a lower darga because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't, but still, it's that's the way it ought to be, because no person should be able to be tefis with his seichel things of elikus, something beyond.
So Moshe is not fully.
Yeah, he will later speak. We're going to skip this now. Later on, he will say that all this is true about all the Vim except for Moshe. And the reason is because, and explains, because Moshe no longer had a body in a certain sense. Moshe was there. That's why he couldn't stay married. You know, Moshe was gone beyond that.
Yeah.
So, well, let's. He has the Shulzach Tzu to the Sefer, and we'll see it in a minute. Well, and more than that, it's still. We'll see. You know, and maybe the next one we'll see this. The point, first point you mentioned about the structure of Rambam, let me clue you in on something. You have the photocopy from the Frank Rambam, I believe, which is what we're talking about. These halachas, Aleph Beis Gimel Dal, and so on, were put in by printers, and not always in appropriate spots. Frankel, who did a very, very good job, or Sestef actually, wherever you have two dots there, colons, that's where there's a real break. So the first halacha has three components. Beis is divided into two, and there are actually two separate halachas. It should have been Aleph Beis Gimel Hei Vav and Zion. Whoever, with some print at some point, put in this at his discretion.
I'm sorry, I see that. I still see in the first two dots of Beis, there's two thoughts there. There's the maturation of Kafma, and then there's the vision at night. And that's, I don't know.
Correct. Right. That's interesting. That is interesting, and it's a good point. I don't have an answer. So Chazal,
if you are, I mean,
yes.
You know, I mean, in retrospect, sure. You know,
right.
When that book was named after them. You know,
right.
But
well, Chazal say that the difference. Why is it that Yecheskel spent a whole chapter describing the Maaseh Merkava in tremendous detail, and Yeshaya has it one pasuk? So everybody thinks that Yechezkel is much bigger. He has all these descriptions. And Chazal say the other way around. Yechezkel is like a farm boy that came for the first time in the city and says, wow, there are lights, they flash on, they flash off, they're this, they're that. And a guy who's kind of a Kazavalden doesn't take much stock in it. And he said Yechezkel was like a farm kid. He was new to it. It was unusual to him, and that's why he described it all. Yeshaya was a regular. And it's also true not only on a personal level, so Yecheskel was already at the end, he was in Golos already, and so on. So Chazal give us some clue. But and that's why Chazal do say who was greater than whom and who was not. So I guess that's why he's comfortable with that. It's interesting why he mentions it. My assumption is as follows.
I mean, you listen to
Well, that's just because Chulda as a woman could be Moyer Morachim, right, correct. That was more being misfollowed. But in great, it says, for instance, Sarah was greater than Avraham Nevuah. So there was, the Chazal, the sense of different Chazal is there are Madrigas, like it says, listen to Sarah because she understands me better than you do. I think what the sense the Rambam is trying to inculcate is, Nevuah in itself is a Madriga of the person. So that it's part of Avodas Hashem. A person becomes bigger, and he gets Ruach HaKodesh, gets Nevuah, can get Nevuah. So it really is commensurate to where the person is holding it. And that's why if he's at a higher level, his level of Nevuah will be higher. Which answers your question about why wouldn't be anybody in the old prison. You have to have a kli kibble. It has to have shaychus to it. Okay. Yes, please.
Would it be accurate to say that the riots they bring from Avraham Avinu are going into two different parts of Halacha? So Avraham's riot is the halom, the Avinu's riot is the Avraham.
Yes. But Avraham says, well, maybe the word ema, maybe the fact that it's a very frightening experience. What you're saying makes a lot of sense, but it does say before, also that's a very, very strong raya. And now, I would say the ema part of it, the person is overwhelmed by fear, that's probably what he wants from it. Gimel. Now he says, this is probably a core piece in here. Hadvarim shemadir l'navi b'mar nebua, derech mashim adir loy. You tell it, he sees a vision which is a mashal to what the real information is. Umiyad yechokek b'libay pisrin ha-mashal b'mar nebua v'yed ha-mabu. And immediately he gets an understanding of what it's about. So he gets the mashal and he gets the pisrin. Kemoi, asulam tra Yaakov avinu malachim yardim bo. Vehu haya mashal of malchus v'shikuda. One, the chayas of Yecheskel, the sirin afuach, makos shokid, and so on. Then he says, v'chein shar nebim, yesh hain oimim v'mashal v'shikmelu. Some of them would tell us the mashal of pisrin. And someone just tells the pisser. He says, but Lemaisa, all of them used to get it this way. I want to talk a little about this. Why? You know, Akash Baruch was trying to tell the Navi, you guys better do tshuva. He's trying to tell the Navi, you should wage war with this nation. He's trying to tell the Navi that so-and-so has done something and he's no longer Melech. So why the gate? In other words, Melech, you're telling me the only way they give it is through a marshal. Okay, that's that. But they get the marshal and the pisrin. So what's the marshal there for? I mean, you know, what's the point of it?
Inspire the people.
So the Rambam says quite clearly that many of the Nebuah, much of Nebuah, maybe most of Nebuah, was not to tell people, but rather for personal growth, edification, madrega. Nevuah is not
for the Navi.
You know, it's a madrega Navi reaches to be able to communicate with God. So I think the answer here is, and it's an important. The Maral speaks about Chacham out of the Navi, and if I can give a marshal. Let's say you have a machine that makes something, I don't know, ice cream, sausages, whatever it is. And somebody's standing at the beginning of the machine, and he sees things beginning to become form. A kid is watching his mother mixing cake with a mixer, and he sees it at that stage. So that stage compared to the end stage is vague, doesn't quite have the final form. It's really sort of a vague, it's like the toe of bowl before you actually have things in place. The Maral explains the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have Tarachim and Nevuah and so on. He says, a Navi is not being told the future. He's seeing the things in a more vague shape before they've come down to the final shape. If I give a mashal, another mashal. To predicting the weather. So there's one way where somebody sits down, strokes his chin, and he says, what's the weather going to be like in a week in Baltimore? Well, there's a storm in Kansas, and there's something happening in the Gulf, and I guess they're going to go this way, and chances this way, and so on and so forth, and therefore it'll be that. That's sort of a guess about the future. Let's say you're in a helicopter, and you see a cloud in Richmond working its way up here, where there's no other factors involved. So there, and he says in an hour it's going to rain in Baltimore, that's not a prediction. That's basically, he sees the rain already, but when it's in Richmond, then it hasn't traveled to Baltimore yet. But that's all. Remember, I once drove on the highway, I forget that highway that goes through Maryland from the west to the east, like to the mountains, like after the 776 or whatever.
68.
68, or whatever, we're driving, and there was some sort of rainstorm right behind us. And we were driving at a speed, it was always behind us. Like I could, in the front, the windshield was clear, and in the back, it was already, it was raining. And it was amazing. For quite a while, we had a speed. It was weird. It was like weird. So that's not a new.
Where did it turn off?
What? In the sense is before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brings something to this world, we perceive it here. There's a makom where it's still up for grabs, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a mikvah, exactly, you have this and that and that. That's not where Navi goes. A Navi sees it a step before it's coming in real. That's where Maharal explains it. Sort of a madriga, he's a darga higher than me. He stands another 6 feet above me, so he can see things further up. Seeing those things further up are by nature vain. In other words, the Navi is translating that into our language. The vision that he sees is this tefisa in that which we'll call a higher world, which by nature is going to be a much higher product, and it's going to be a much vaguer product. I mean, and he gets the understanding of how it will come, take form in this world. So he sees it as if it's one world higher, as it's coming up us. That's more or less what Rav explains. He says a chacham can extrapolate. That's why chacham's arach minavi, and he says a navi deals only with realities, but realities of a higher nature. But that's limited. A chacham doesn't deal with realities; those are abstractions, and that's really you can predict a lot, with a formula even without the data. If this is the formula, then all the simulations you have, you're kind of predicting from what you know now. That's chachma. Whereas nevuah is seeing the thing already in a much more. It's like, let's say, a doctor examines someone's blood and he sees some infection, even if it has no clinical signs. He'll say within 24 to 48 hours, you'll probably be getting these symptoms, these symptoms. It's not a navi. It's a navi in this sense, actually, in the sense that I see it at the level of infection. It hasn't become clinically manifested itself yet. So that's what a navi is. That's why this dual relationship. He sees it in the higher world. That's a vague mishmash. And he's able to interpret it, that's part of his madrega, and say it in things that are concrete.
So ancient Indian is not considered to that, but
what?
Ancient Indian is not considered to that. People give you the same matter, same thought.
Exactly, because it's a process. The fuzz is, when you see something, part of it is what's out there, and part of it is what your eyes or glasses are. It's coming on something, to somebody, and
No two people,
all Muslims in the world have one common theme: you got to be better. That sort of covers almost every Muslim Shmuz. But every Muslim Shmuz has its own flavor, its own nuances, its own direction, its own mashal, or whatever it is. The four goes through the person. That's why the person is not a mailman. He's a spokesman. A mailman delivers the message way it is, and that's that. There's a famous maizu of the Vilna Gaon, that there was once some sort of the Torah, and the Dayanim had a very strong feeling that there's something amiss. It's not the right, but they couldn't shake the witnesses. Their stories were matching up 100%. So they asked the Gaon to listen in. The Gaon heard both sides, and he says the lies. So they asked him, how do you know? So he said, there's a braisa that you're supposed to listen to two witnesses. If their stories are the chuvanim means similar, then they're telling the truth. So the pasha pshat is, if they're not divergent by any great degree, they're telling the truth. The other says, it means the other way also. Two people who saw an event cannot possibly say the same words. they each one says a little differently. If they say it in the exact same words, then they're lying. That's rehearsed. Because two human beings don't perceive something the same way. Also, one of the stories which I've loved that left an indelible impression, that's similar to this, it's the outset coming up, and I guess I felt his learning was always very fresh, very honest. He had a very famous Tegel, Hegel, a classic, was published in Atzmuna, a very difficult piece, a very famous piece. We were learning, one year he said, Chaburas and Kachin, Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock, bringing the light. The Chachma was the wife, not the light themselves. It's a pleasure Friday afternoon, 1 o'clock, to go out for Chaburas. But he was saying, so he was sitting on Tzvachim, and he got to Pigel, everybody was waiting in anticipation. And he didn't say it, but he said something, a much easier approach, not glamorous, not that. Afterwards, Rechmel Chassid actually went over to him and asked him, how come, you were waiting? He said, I don't feel today today I didn't feel that was the pshat. And I can't say it. I have to feel that that's the pshat. And then that's not the way I felt it today. So people, even people at different times have different sets of things. Okay, so Lemaisa, so people have, now, Dalit. Another important point, another interesting point. Kol HaNaviyim.
The Amistad, yes. Last halacha, though, is really the Ramban about the Leisavim, Olaf, and Mitzvah, and Ezra.
Yeah.
That they used to still sue for Simon and Mosa.
Correct.
Is that is where you bring it down to?
It was, yes, correct, exactly. I mean, there's a Ramban, a very, very famous Ramban, who has coined a phrase that the Nimsa, that the Maisa of is a similar body. So the right way to explain it is, just like a gene to our simanim, what's going to be for the kids, not the mikra. It's not like, well, if it's, if this is the case, it'll probably be this way. But they are, in a sense, the gene, in a sense, is the product in a much more abstract form. It's the code sheet for how much or what protein you're going to form and so on, and that will give you the final result. And that's why others, by definition, if there are others, the bonim can only be like the others. There are many, many variations, but at the genetic level, it's kind of so vague. It's not really, but then it comes down. So correct, that's similar, very similar idea.
I was struggling with the bar and the fish run.
Yes. Interprets it. Correct.
If the Navi saw something and a two-year-old saw the same thing, the two-year-old doesn't have a kelim to explain how this is really, and how the Metzius of the future is really happening right now, and this is the...
Correct.
So, but what I'm telling is that if the Navi has the Mara, and he has the kelim to replace the Mara, so why is this one?
Well, because since they have to be instructed, they usually are with Zon Hashem and so on. You can't leave it. When a Navi comes and it tells you something, you must do it. And you must do it absolutely. As opposed to a Chacham who paskens a Shaila, which is open for Machloikis, if all Bez Nagan decides, a Navi, you must, it's a Chiyuv, and listen to Michai Misa. That's only because you have to be 100% sure about it. He must be absolutely sure that what he's saying is right. The Rambam writes, this is very fascinating. The Rambam writes, what can you learn from that Keda? So one thing he writes is the Pasha thing, what it means to become a father at 100, and all your, the sum total of all your desires on this child, he speaks about it very, very close. The second thing he says is, we see how certain and assured the others were with the Nevuah. If we got a Nevuah from Kashbar who begged and said, I'd like you to take your son that I promised and shecht him. I would say, boy, I need a vacation really bad. This is really, really
detachment from reality comes to far.
Yes, but
I never thought of that.
Yeah, he says he didn't have. There was never a moment where he said this can't be God. Yes, he said it was to them like I can't doubt that this is a table, or else everything's gone. I mean, that's the only, you know, my very basic sense of reality. That's what Ram says. It's a fascinating. Ram Murdoch Hoopla says it. It's an amazing.
So what is the, why book mean that if somebody showed somebody an apple seed, so you don't have to say, and this is an apple seed. The call comes from someone who is able to look at the apple seed and understand the apple seed. You don't really have to get the person with it because you showed it. And like, Aiden should be able to know the idea.
But you're taking a chance because you're giving somebody something very vague, and now you need to be able. When he gets up and says, Akash Baruch said to this or this or this, it's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv, like it would say in the Torah.
Okay, so now the pisron is really what solidifies it, so then what's the matter
for? Because that's the. Akash Baruch Hu gave it to us through a koch of nevuah that a person can attach. The person can latch onto something higher. The communicating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two purposes. Sometimes to tell us what to do, and to have that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's only possible through this. You know, seeing the Pisron is getting a connection. Just like, let me compare it to something very different, but still, when you understand the lumbness of a sugya, the halacha is so much more meaningful. You're so much more part of it. When you saw the nevuah, the Tzivui Hashem is much greater. It's a connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu that you don't have without. Let me just say, I wouldn't say Dalet also, just Dalet and Hey, that's very important. Kol HaNeviim, a misnab mecholei sheyirtzu. Neviim cannot just get the nevuah when they want to. El mechavden daiton v'yoshven smeichem v'tevlei v'zvoidim. They sit, and they're v'simcha, and v'zvoidim. She'ena nevu asher lo toch atzus, am toch simcha. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asher only through simcha. Lefikach, now, I mean, I would like to explain that. Listen, we're all pro-simcha, and everybody feels very good about it, and so on. I want to explain why it's like that. Let's give a muscle. If I want to know if the wire in the socket is connected or not, if I put a bulb into it and it lights up and there's current flowing through it, then it's lit up. If it's not, then it's not connected and something's loose and it's not loose. Simcha is a sense. Depression is the sensation of being cut off from Hashem. The typical depressed mode is, what's the point of it all? It's useless, no point in it. There's no sense of chiyus, and that means so the person is not connected to Shvaro. When simcha is at least a sign that the person has a sense of being connected to Shvaro. So he says, "Lefikov neviim lefneim navel v'soyf v'chol v'chino v'achshavu." They set up something in the, you know, to keep them simcha.
So their choice in between the nevuah and themselves.
No, that's the important point. The next line, hey, v'zeh shenema v'heima misnab mikloim mehalchem derech nevuah shenov. So what he's saying in Dalit is, you can create things that make nevuah. More likely, you know, you need to set the tone. So misnabe doesn't mean he creates the vua, but he creates the conditions for it. Hey, so whenever you see bnei neviim nepsukim, this is what it means. And yet, even though you prepare yourself, it could be yes, it could be not. I want to explain the significance of this halacha, why it's like that. Let's say if I take a stick, and I can move the stick in any direction I want, so it's me. If I hit somebody with a stick, it's not the stick that hit you, I hit you. Because whatever I want, that desire translates into the stick, and there's no option. There's no other option. An animal, the Gemara says, I can also, the Gemara says it's called Meshicha. If I whistle, blow, shoot something, you know, toss something at it, it moves. Because an animal is kind of machine-like, I can force the animal to do what I want. That's why mice. If let's say it can be determined that there's a psychologist so smart that he can get other people to do exactly what he wants, then basically there's a free will. And because it's a machine, the only way I could possibly manipulate something with 100% accuracy is if there's a program and I could move it, whatever it is. The other in it, the fact that the person is an other person is because he can say no. And even with all my best efforts of trying to sell him something or whatever it is, the person can say no. Since Nevuah, all the Madregas that are personal Madregas, for me to become a Tzaddik, if I want to, it happens. All good things. But at the end of the day, it's only me. And therefore, if I do X, Y, and Z, I am a Tzaddik, I am a Ruach HaKodesh. Nevuah is a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there can never be a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if I can force it, then it's me again. Then there is no other. The sense of other is because I did everything I was supposed to do, and he's still not there. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own cheshbon associated. And that's a very core nekuda, I think. That since Nevuah is such a high madrega, where I get the sense of the other, the only way I have a sense of an other is if at some point, even if I do everything, it still doesn't. It's not a machine. I can't force HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do things. That's sort of the key point. Yes?
Talking about Simcha Tu Be'Lei.
Yes.
I can't imagine that Yirmiyahu is feeling some when he's hearing Eicha. Does it mean that the Simcha has to happen to kick it in, and then whatever happens, happens?
Interesting child. I don't know if you know what. It's interesting because some of the rules, you could say the simple before maybe, but again, he was living in a Corbin.
He said simple was a dimension of the world. It's not a question of being sad or happy, especially in the coolest of the world.
Well, you see by Yaakov Avinu, for instance, when he was, any Avelus, any massive Avelus is a certain vehicle. When something is alive, we talk about simcha. You know, when somebody's down, depressed, and Avelus in that sense is part of the trick, and there's a lack of peace, and so on and so on.
But Yippie doesn't feel part of the world. He realized that the hope is right here, and it's punishing the values for it.
Yeah.
There's a certain key to the world.
Correct. In the big picture, your point is a good point. It was the other Korbanis. I don't know, I don't have an answer to it. Okay, so this is a good place. Now, if you want to hear the modern day version of how to communicate that with Shabbat, cool. I'll tell you what my uncle said. I don't know, it's 5, 6, or something like that. What? Beit Shemesh. He was telling my daughter, Ima, how do you talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So she started having a conversation. I'll tell you. Since you get a very big iPhone, and you dial a lot of numbers, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers. That's my son. His uncle said.
He doesn't realize that the smaller the iPhone, the cheshbon is.
Obviously, the bigger it is, the more important an iPhone is.
You once said, maybe a year ago, that Chelek Elokami Mal is not Kursus, the way it's understood. What's the right shot, the right way to understand that?
What's the wrong shot?
There's a piece of Hashem inside of all of us.
Right.
What's the wrong shot?
Let me, I want to point the shot into negative.
What?
It's a belated terminology. Let me look, I saw somewhere once a very accurate. I wanted to let me look. I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
There's a place where I was saying, let me revisit it. It's a much. I want to say the way it says it. It doesn't mean a piece in the sense that we cut off a piece or something like that. But it is.